谢谢诗班唱出这么美妙的诗歌，也唱出我们的心声。
We thank the choir for giving us this beautiful music offering.
今天是2018年的圣诞主日，感谢神聚集我们一同敬拜为我们降生的主耶稣。
Today is Christmas Sunday. We praise God for gathering us here today so that we may worship our Lord Jesus.
但同时我们也纪念在世界的一些地方还有许许多的神的儿女不能像我们这样自由的公开的敬拜。
But in the meantime, let us also remind ourselves that in other places in the world, there are still many sons and daughters of God that cannot freely worship like us.
让我们在荣耀的主面前切切的纪念这些肢体。
In the presence of our glorious God, let us remember our fellow believers in Christ.
这些主内的肢体当中，有的被请去公安局喝茶，喝茶。
Some of our brothers and sisters have been asked to go to the police station to have tea.
有的被逮捕，用刑事罪来恐吓你，甚至控告你，说你企图颠覆政权。
Some have been arrested, some have been threatened. Some have been accused of attempting to overthrow the government.
但是我们晓得正中诗篇二第二篇第二节说的，世上的君王一起起来，臣才一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
As described in Psalm 2, verse 2, the kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers brand together against the Lord and against his anointed.
而且我们也现在正如保罗所说的，他说为这福音受苦难，甚至被捆绑，像犯人一样。然而神的道却不被捆绑。阿门，阿门。
Amen. Our brothers and sisters are experiencing what the Apostle Paul experienced, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained.
有关主耶稣降生的事实，我们如果将马太福音跟路加福音一起排比起来，可以得我们各位手上的一些的年表，这个年表。
If we compare the record of Jesus from the book of Matthew and Luke, we get the following timeline.
Yeah, 博士来访之前，事实上耶稣基督的根据路加的记载是有些事件的。
Before the Magi arrived, the following things happened.
我们刚刚所唱的诗歌里头也都包含在里头了。天使报信。
The angel spread the good news.
耶稣第八天受割礼。
Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day.
第四十天奉献到圣殿奉献给神。
Jesus was dedicated in the temple on the 40th day.
西面跟亚拉他们称颂神。
Simeon and the prophet Anna praised God.
很可能接下来他的肉身的父母亲就把他带回拉萨路，大概有一年左右。
Mary and Joseph brought Jesus back to Nazareth when he was 1 year old.
我们可以推测，我们这里所记载的，在今天的部分，马太福音第二章的部分，那是大概一年多以后的事了。
We can know that in today's scripture in Matthew chapter 2, it's probably when Jesus was 1 year old.
不过这一年多，这圣经没有很明确的记载，我们大概只能这样推测。
We can only estimate because in the Bible it's not very clearly written.
如果说马太福音一章十八节到二十五节是从约瑟的视角、约瑟的经历来看耶稣。
If Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 to 25 is viewing Jesus from Joseph's point of view.
那么马太福音我们今天所读的这个经文很明显是从东方来的博士们他们的视角、他们的经历来看耶稣。
Clearly, today's scripture is from the view of the Magi from the East.
如果马太福音前面的十八一章那里记载了耶稣的三个名字，基督、耶稣、以马内利。
If Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25 describes Jesus' three names, Christ, Jesus, and Emmanuel.
那么二章一节到十二节这里呢，很明显是耶稣被称为生下来要做犹太人之王的新生王。
In chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, clearly Jesus is being called the one who has been born King of the Jews.
让我们一起借这段经文来思考这位新生王 他是全世界真正的王。
Today, let us use the scripture to think that the newborn king is our real, true king.
世人怎么看他？我们怎么看他？
How do people in the world view him? And how will we perceive him?
首先，第一个代表人物是希律王。
The first kind of attitude towards Jesus is King Herod.
第三节说，他听见耶稣降生的消息，就心里不安。
In verse 3, it said, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed.
希律王又称为大希律，他不是犹太人，他到乃是以扫的后代，是以东人，希腊人称他是以土买人。
King Herod, also known as Herod the Great, was not a Jew, but an Edomite, the descendant of Esau.
他非常的精明能干，他长袖善舞的，他帮助罗马帝国就打败了这个哈斯摩尼亚王朝，取而代之。
According to historians, he was very capable and politically savvy. He helped the Roman Empire destroy the short-lived Jewish Harmonian dynasty.
这位分封的大希律赋予政治的才能，他确实生性非常狡猾。
He was a talented politician, but he was also very cunning.
他为了保住王位，他可以到六亲不认的。
To secure his throne, he showed no mercy.
他先了连信赖的妻子还两个儿子都杀了。
He even killed his wife and two sons.
甚至在他死之前五天，
even 5 days before his death,
他杀害他渴望继承他的长子都杀了。
He even killed his own son, the king in waiting.
为什么呢？源于一切源于不安全感。
So why is Herod like this, you may ask?
怀疑他们图谋不轨，要抢夺他的王位。
He fears that others might steal his throne.
该萨·奥古斯都曾经这样描述说，我呢，宁肯做这个希律家的猪，胜过做他的儿子。
Caesar Augustus said that he would rather be Herod's pig than be his son.
俗话说，天无二日，山无二虎，人无二君，他是怎样。
So this is an old Chinese saying. See if it makes sense. The sky will not have two suns, the mountains will not have two tigers, and the people will not have two kings.
所以当东方来的博士说有一位要生下来做犹太之王，他心里就很不安。
So Herod was very paranoid.
对，王既不安，全城的人跟着就不安了。
If the king feels paranoid, how can the people have peace?
但是这个杀人不眨眼的希律王竟然虚情假意把博士招来。
But this ruthless Herod actually called the Magi with a hidden agenda.
要他们去仔细的寻访那小孩子。
To look carefully for the baby Jesus.
我就不知道，他说你们找到了这报信，我也去报他，他脸皮都不红啊。
Doesn't he feel ashamed?
这位杀人不眨眼的希律王是这样子做的。后来果然因为博士们没有去回报，他就把这个伯利恒两岁以下的婴孩全杀了。
Because the Magi did not come back to report to Herod, rather than they went back to a different route, he became very angry and killed all the baby boys under the age of 2.
这是对待新生王耶稣的第一种态度。
This is the first kind of attitude toward Jesus.
他是虚假的敬拜。
The insincere worship.
从内心里头，他拜他自己。
In his heart, he worships himself.
拜的结果是什么呢？
What is the result?
当然，这个伯利恒的两岁以下婴孩全都死了。
All the baby boys under the age of 2 were dead.
他最后他自己呢？
What about himself at the end?
他为自己预备了一个坟墓，叫做希律堡，在伯利恒以大概南边不到两里，不到英里，两英里的路。
He prepared for himself a tomb called the Fortress in Herodium.
考古学家说这个希律是古代最伟大的建筑家之一，这是真的。
Archaeologists consider King Herod a great architect of ancient Palestine.
他造过超过二十个 那个地很伟大的一个那个建筑。
He built over 20 buildings in the Palestine area.
北边到盖萨利亚菲律宾。
All the way to the north in Caesarea Maritima.
东边到马萨达。
To the east, all the way to Masada.
在死海边边的叫马萨达。
Next to the Dead Sea is Masada.
那么更不要讲这个这个西律的圣殿，就第二圣殿。
Of course, his biggest achievement is the Second Temple.
你知道这西律堡里头多现代吗？
Do you know how advanced is his fortress in Herodima?
什么都有的，游泳池。
It has everything. It had a swimming pool.
蒸汽浴室。
It had a bathhouse.
哇，这个现代化的设施。
It was a very modern architect of his time.
2007年5月，希伯来大学的一个教授，是考古学家，发现了他的墓就在西律堡，大概这个山，人造的山上的半山腰。
In May 2007, archaeologists found his tomb inside the fortress of the fortress he built.
Okay. 那这个不可一世的君王大西律就葬在西律堡的边边。
He was buried in the fortress.
用红萝卜的话说，又怎么样呢？古今将相今何在？荒冢一堆草没了。
Another old Chinese saying, I think a lot of you already understand, but it's basically saying that the generals of today and past, where are they now? They are all buried in the yellow sand.
谢谢翻译这么好。第二种态度。
The second kind of attitude we'll see today.
是祭司长们跟民间的文士们。
It's from the chief priests and teachers of the law.
他们有学问。
They have plenty of knowledge.
他们却为政权服务。
They serve the one in power.
他们从功利主义出发，选择政治正确。
They choose to be politically correct.
为什么呢？
Why?
想确保自己的政治利益。
To make sure their own benefits are preserved.
他们在官场、名利场、宗教场所得其所在。
They obtain great fame and fortune in the political and religious arena.
今天呢，有幸得到大西律来邀请，尊为上宾。清客名流国师，哇，真是荣耀啊。
They were called by King Herod as his honorable guests.
他们出口成章，他们应对有节有力，他们表现得好极了。
They are courteous, they performed perfectly in front of Herod.
他们对他们来说，经上的话不是来遵行的。
For them, scripture is not to be followed.
是来保住官位利益，还荣华富贵的。
But it means to secure their own title.Benefit and fortune.
他们徒有满满的知识，却没有这些知，没有将这些知识化作信仰的行动。
They were knowledgeable, yet they did not transfer their knowledge into actions.
他们既无心，也无意来敬拜新生王。
They did not have the heart nor the desire to worship the newborn king.
这段经文里头，对他们连敬拜这个字都没有再描述他们。
In this passage, we don't even see worship. This word.
第二种的所谓的敬拜是虚无的敬拜。
This is the second kind of attitude toward Jesus.
像这样的人现在有没有呢？
Do we see these kind of people today?
最近读了一本书，叫做《没有基督教，没有基督的基督教》，这本书是 Michael Holden 写的。
I recently read a book called Crisis Christianity, which is written by Michael Horton.
我鼓励各位去读，因为这个书蛮新的，2012年出版的。
I encourage every one of you to read this book.
他这里列用连珠炮的方式列出了一大堆的问题。
In his book, he asked a series of questions.
基督教仅仅是关乎灵性跟道德的重整呢，还是关乎死亡跟复活的这种恩典呢？
Is Christianity only about spiritual and moral reform? Or is it about the grace of death and resurrection?
我们是以基督为学习的所谓典范呢，还是以他为我们的救赎主呢？
Do we see Jesus as our model or as a savior?
我们仅仅是要基督来改善我们的精神面貌、道德困境呢，或者让他来终结我们的旧人，来进入他的新造呢？
Do we merely hope that Jesus improves our spiritual appearance and moral troubles, or do we long for Jesus to end our old selves and not transform into his new creation?
世人已经把耶稣打扮成各等的角色了。
People have portrayed Jesus as many different roles.
企业公司的行政总裁。
A CEO of a company.
人生胜利组的教练。
Life coach.
文化的战士。
Cultural warrior.
政治的革命者。
A political revolutionary.
不公不义社会的改造者。
A liberal for unjust in society.
伟大的心灵导师。
Spiritual counselor.
你开长途汽车的时候，你的副驾驶。
Or maybe a friend on a road trip.
我们是不是把耶稣这样的看待呢？
Is this how we see Jesus?
如果我们是这样的话，我们的敬拜是虚无的敬拜。
If this is how we see Jesus, our worship is meaningless.
我们进到第三种，那是东方的博士们。
Now we come to the third kind of attitude toward Jesus, which is from the Magi from the East.
他们实在是我们的典范，他们真诚的追寻真实的敬拜。
They are a model. They were truthful seekers and worshipper from the East.
第一，他们长途跋涉，不畏艰辛。
They traveled over mountains, over water, no matter how hard it was.
时间关系，我请这 Samuel来读英文的部分 T.S. Eliot 我很喜欢的一首他的诗他的诗名叫做 The Journey of Magi 请
So now I'll read a poem by T.S. Eliot The Journey of Magi And the night fires going out And the lack of shelters And the city's hostile And the town's unfriendly And the village's dirty And charging high prices A hard time we had of it
这个长途跋涉不是那么容易的事。
Traveling so far is not easy.
可能超过850英里的路程，他们从巴比伦或者是波斯的哪些地方过来，他们不是那么容易走这条路的。
They traveled over 850 miles from ancient Babylon.
这是第二，他们寻寻觅觅，他们得到神迹的引导。
They looked everywhere, and they were guided by miracles.
他们在东方看见那星，长途跋涉来到耶路撒冷。
The Magi from the east followed the star to Jerusalem.
那么问了希律，那么得知道大概是在伯利恒，他们就去了。
They were asked by King Herod, and they knew that Jesus was in Bethlehem.
他们在东方所看见的那星，到底是怎么一颗星呢
？The star they saw.What was it?
我们有很多的解释这可能是彗星或者是行星的一个一排的特别的亮我们都不知道可最可能最好的解释可能是神的神迹它的特别的现象
So some people think the star was a comet or a planet generating great light but we believe that it's not a regular astronomical event but a miracle
Okay, 他们顺服这个超自然的引领
It was a supernatural guidance.
我们信耶稣难道不是上帝圣灵的特别的带领吗？也是超自然的事情。
Aren't we also guided supernaturally by the Holy Spirit?
不要把它归作我的理性的结论，那不是真正的信仰。
That's not the real kind of faith.
Okay. 第三，他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
When they saw the star, they were greatly rejoiced.
主耶稣说，凡寻找了就必寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
Jesus said, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you.
而且发现的喜乐，这个 King James Version 用四重的描述。
So in the King James Version of chapter 2 verse 10, itEmphasize four times the joy of the Magi.
Okay, rejoiced.
Rejoiced.
Exceedingly.
Exceeding.
Great.
Great.
Joy.
喜乐。
为什么呢？因为那真正的喜乐是在耶稣基督里头了，不是吗？
Because the real joy is in Jesus, isn't it?
C.S. Lewis 在一本书叫 Great Divorce 上面有一段话这样说的
In the Great Divorce C.S. Lewis wrote
中文名字叫做梦幻巴士或者开往天堂的巴士
The Chinese translation is The Bus Towards Heaven
OK 我来读，好，我来念一下，然后请这个 Sam 来英文的。当世界的末了，世上只有两种人，一种就是对神说你的旨意成就了，第二种神对他说你的意思也了了。人在地狱是出于自己的选择，人如果不选择自我而选择神，那就不会有地狱的存在。这句话是很深刻的，但认真恒心的追渴求真正喜乐的人就必得着，因为凡寻找的寻求的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
C.S. Lewis wrote, There are only two kinds of people in the end who say to God, Thy will be done, and those to whom God says in the end, Thy will be done. All that are in hell choose it. Without that self-choice, there could be no hell. No soul that seriously and constantly desires joy will ever miss it. Those who seek, find. Those who knock, it is opened.
感谢主。第四点，俯伏敬拜，献上礼物。
We praise God. Now we come to our fourth point, worship a genuine gift.
博士们不是从耶稣要得什么，而是献上黄金、乳香、末药给耶稣。
The Magi didn't want to get gifts from Jesus. Rather, they gave gifts of gold, myrrh, and frankincense.
并不是耶稣需要世人看为珍宝之物，而是表明博士们对耶稣的爱，看他为珍宝。
It's not that Jesus needed these precious earthly gifts, but rather that we are willing to give our whole hearts to him.
但是我们真有心的时候，难道你不会送礼物吗？
When you have a heart of, when you love someone, won't you give them a gift?
谢谢你翻译更好。所以圣诞节交换礼物是很好的一个习惯。
So Christmas is a great time to exchange gifts.
感谢主。
We praise God.
上帝带领这个最后这个博士们他们不从原路就回去了。
We praise God that God led the Magi in a different route back home.
他们走上了又新又活的路。
They went on a new and living way.
这是条新生命的开始。
This is a new way in life.
他们不为政权服务，不为自己服务。
They do not serve any government. They do not serve themselves.
他们乃是顺服那至高者的指示。
They obey the orders from the Most High.
因为耶稣才是至高者权威。
Because Jesus is the power of the Most High.
我们感谢神。
We praise God.
我要做结束了。
In conclusion,
敬拜的确是人生的重大的课题。
Worship is an important subject in life.
生而为人，敬拜是我们的本能。
Because worshiping is a natural human instinct.
如果人不敬拜神，可能敬拜别神，可能敬拜别人，可能敬拜自己。
If people do not worship the true God, they may worship other gods, maybe yourself.
这里这段经文三次提到敬拜。第二节、第八节跟第十一节。
In this scripture, the word worship appears three times in verse 2, 8, and 11.
所以在这里要问我们自己，我敬拜谁呢？我怎么敬拜呢？
So we have to ask ourselves, who do we worship? How do we worship?
我们今天的经文就分作三段，作为一个小的结论。
Today's scripture will use three points as a conclusion.
希律王虚假的敬拜。
The first kind of attitude was King Herod. It was an insincere worship.
祭司长和文士们，他们虚无的敬拜。
The chief priests and the teachers of the law, their worship was meaningless.
博士们真实的敬拜。
The Magi from the East, they worshiped truthfully.
请问以上这三种，我是属哪一种呢？
Which one are we?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，但愿在这个圣诞节前夕，我们纪念你的日子，我们把我们的心献给你。
Dear Lord, we hope as we get closer to Christmas, we remember that you came to earth for us and we dedicate our hearts to you.
我也祷告在座的每一位，包括我自己，都能像东方的博士一样，存着饥渴慕义的心。
I hope that all of us, including myself, can learn from the Magi.
不辞艰辛的来寻求主。
To seek you diligently.
你的真诚神诚恳的敬拜你。
To worship you truthfully.
甘心乐意的爱你。
Love you willingly.
将珍贵的礼物献给你。
And give you our most precious gift.
主啊，你给我们的喜乐，岂止是四重的喜乐，是无限的喜乐。我们感谢你。
Lord, the joy you give us is not only four times, it's infinite. For that, we praise you.
我们将来感谢祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us respond by standing and singing Joy to the World.
让我们一同起立，用诗歌来回应。普世欢腾，救主下降。
欢迎每一位弟兄姐妹来到我们今年的圣诞主日崇拜。
I want to welcome all the brothers and sisters for joining us today on this Christmas Sunday.
愿今年的圣诞节是一个我们蒙福的圣诞节。
May this be a blessed Christmas.
愿我们每一位因着耶稣基督的降生蒙受神极大的恩典。
May we all receive the blessing because of the birth of Jesus.
除了欢迎每一位来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹以外，我们要特别欢迎第一次来到我们当中的新朋友。
In addition to welcoming all the brothers and sisters, we want to welcome the first time newcomers.
我们今天的时间不允许我们每一位个别的介绍。
Due to the time constraints, we won't introduce all the newcomers.
所以我们请第一次来到我们当中的新朋友，不管你是来自英文堂，或者是来自中文堂，或来自其他的地方，我们请。